each event that I do is separate and one unto itself, but there is a continuity in the women's workshops that I began last year here. I often do women's workshops in some far-off place, in Montana, in the Bahamas, on an island, and well, actually, I guess those are the sites of the women's workshops. And it was my feeling that much of what goes on in a longer period away from where people usually are might be something that could be done within a weekend, because what really is done is not that I have something, some body of knowledge that you're supposed to absorb and know and repeat back to yourselves, but rather, I think as I have gathered over time what it is that my workshops can do is move you into yourself. And that's been also the sense of what I've written and what it has done for readers, is the notion that somewhere along the line you read something, you hear something, and there is an evocative response in yourself, whether it is a beginning aha, whether it's a seed, that there's something that comes alive or is watered to grow, or is, in this particular thematic workshop, a ember, a fire that has been dampened, that has been under the earth, that has been almost, it almost has felt put out, that some energy, some words, some music, something will be like blowing across a coal where there is still some life, and something will come alive. So the whole point of all the work I do really is the same as in an individual session as a Jungian analyst, which really is where the spirit of what I do comes from, and that is the whole notion of individuation, that every person is a unique human being who came into the world, as I believe, as a spiritual being on a human path, and that you entered a particular family with its particular history, dysfunction, difficulties, warmth, love, whatever it emphasized, whatever it did not allow to grow, was the beginning place. And many of the themes of your lives come from what that family story evoked in you as what it is that you have to learn, what it is that you have to do in the world, what it is you have to heal. And the sense I have in the individuation process is that people start to look inside to find out what gives meaning, what is alive, what wants to be birthed, and that it is that process that I come to do, is to bring something alive in you that it might grow over the months and years. Because that's really what I think we have to offer each other, is some reflection back, some spark, some life of affirmation about some process that somebody else is in. And we are all in a process, and it's a lifetime process. There was a line in one of Richard Bach's books about, to the effect that if you're still alive, you haven't finished what you came to do here. And I think that's true, that this is a major adventure, a major soul journey, and that the soul journey has a different task to do than we think we might have, and that there is a uncovering of that spirit, that light, that we do on this journey called life. My current work in process, Close to the Bone, Life-Threatening Illness and the Meaning of Life, draws from it what a soul journey, a life-threatening illness, might be. Now, it really does grow out of what I'm talking about, that whether a life-threatening illness is a crisis that puts your life in danger but offers your soul an opportunity to really know that you matter and what it is that you only could know in yourself is important, that you don't have to get a life-threatening illness to do that. Some people seem to need it almost as an impetus to discover or to affirm or to have the courage to do whatever it is that still remains to do. And we're all in that same position of having to do and know and heal whatever it is we still have remaining to do. People who get a diagnosis have the opportunity to really know it in a more dramatic way than we who are going along in life, not knowing, however, whether we'll be run over by a truck tomorrow, not knowing how long a time or short a time we have. So the idea is to bring something alive, and that whenever we are truly living the life that is our own, there is something that even increases the potential of living longer. Lawrence LeShawn wrote a book on his work as a psychoanalyst with people with terminal illness. And I think that his conclusions are a marvelous expression of what the individuation journey is about as well. He had the opportunity to do clinical research on people with terminal diagnoses. And when he did it at first, he did it, I'm sure, with compassion and with the tools of a good psychoanalytic training, which is often reflective, which is often focusing on what is wrong, what is... And certainly if people were facing a terminal illness, the focus was on support for what was wrong and going to kill that person. And he said that after he worked with these people, that it felt to him that when his work with them was something that they were doing voluntarily, that many looked forward to talking with him. Many seemed to feel better as a result of the session. But all of them died at the same rate as people who were not talking to him. And then he started to work from a totally different tack, which is, I think, the individuation tack. And that tack had to do with the spirit, with what it is that what it is that really mattered to the person, the questions of authenticity about what is it that you might be doing that would make you glad to wake up in the morning to do it or to be it, and would allow you to go to bed at night good, tired? What would it be if you could make the world adjust to you rather than always adjusting to the world? And what if you knew that you didn't have very much time and so you had the support to do it? Well, what he found is that 50% of the people with terminal diagnosis had long-term remissions. So there was something about what it does when you live authentically, feel authentically, have your own fire and not reflected fire or not fire that's put out, I believe. And so that's yet another emphasis on the same general material that all my work, and I think the work of good individuation-oriented analysis, always is about. That every person's story is unique, and yet it's possible to say right from amplifying myths, right from the archetypal imagery, which I've done, which essentially helps people to recognize themselves. And then once you recognize yourself, it's much more possible to live yourself instead of living somebody else's script or live someone else's assumption of who you are, which I think is a major women's problem.